Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you lovely lot. Welcome to this week's edition of Tuesday Night Jaw on the Distraction Pieces Network. We have reached the end, my friends. We've come to the last embers of the final countdown. It is part three of Brian versus Goliath, a fight without honor. This little series is something I really enjoyed doing, but it kind of ended up taking over my life. So it's been a bit of a labour of love, shall we say, in for the last month, really, that it's done. Again, I feel like I should apologise. The last episode, which was probably 2 weeks ago now, was 15 minutes long. I think I've broke the record for the shortest episode ever, because the intro was probably 5 minutes. So the episode was probably 10. But it took me 2 days to edit because there was so much stuff I had to sort of cram in and then research and cut out. So I apologise that one's a bit short. This one will be longer. We've got 3 matches to cover, a retrospect for Morishima and a retrospect for Danielson, as well as probably a little bit of an outro-y type thing. So I promise you that this is going to be a bit longer and hopefully last you through your car journey, your public transport journey, or when you're in the gym or wherever you listen to this. So thank you so much for having some patience and thank you for all the really nice feedback and stuff. But we are gonna finish this bad boy this week, so nice one for that. Currently planning next project, so many options, don't know which one to do. So probably while I'm doing that, I'm gonna have a return to having a theme/guest episode. It's probably going to be Chris Egan after his heroic appearance on the live episode, where he became somewhat of a bit of an infamous legend. So it's probably going to be me and Egan doing something with his hotline, maybe taking some burning questions from you guys. So fire away on that. If I sound a bit croaky or a bit Barry White, it's because I was at a show last night, which was Fight the Good Fight, Lucy Openshaw's show in Fairfield Social Club in Manchester, to raise money and awareness for a couple of charities, but obviously one of them being Mind Manchester, a great charity that's very close to my own heart. I've spoken about them before and constantly talk about mental health openly as well. It affects a lot of people, and especially people in wrestling, whether that's fans or performers, we all have a common bond where we've had to deal with mental health either ourselves or within our family lives, so our friends and family. So it was a really, really good cause to be involved with. And it was an ace night because I got to meet loads of people and loads of dogs. I might have had a few many beers, so if you saw me and I was a little bit merry, sorry/ you're welcome. I had a bit of a good time because I don't go to many wrestling shows with a night off anymore. So I had a night off and it was nice. And I got to sit back and watch a wicked show with loads of potential superstars, as well as people that are already names on the independent scene. So big shout out to Lucy for doing that. And if you missed the show for whatever reason, I'm not too sure where it stands in terms of it coming out as an on-demand release, but if you do feel like you want to contribute, the charity is Manchester Mind, which is, that's their Twitter handle, at Manchester Mind. If you wanted to make a small contribution to them, that would be amazing. And we fully support everything they do here at Tuesday Night Jaw. Right, that's all the business done at the beginning. Let's get this bad boy on the road. Welcome, you lovely lot, to part three of Brian versus Goliath, a fight without honour. As match three approached, the battle lines were firmly drawn, but they had become somewhat blurred. Following Danielson's actions against Nigel and his refusal of overtime in Las Vegas, was he still the golden boy of ROH? And then there's Morishima, an 8-month reign ended by McGuinness when the monster showed respect, bowing to the new champion and handing over his crown. Was he still the outside threat, the remorseless and unstoppable force that he once was? Unlike the first two matches, the cause had changed for both. Danielson wanted revenge for the stoppage in match two and would do anything he needed.
But the reason Danielson wants revenge is at the Man Up pay-per-view taping. Morishima, before the match, vowed he would not go after the injured eye. Danielson was wrestling with an eye patch. He had laser surgery to correct the damage, and Morishima just pummeled the eye mercilessly, and Danielson is hot, and he is looking for some revenge here, and he's going to work on Morishima. Hard kicks to the chest on the floor.
Just battling outside the ring.
It was clear that this was a fight and not a professional wrestling contest. The chaos built and built and built, Danielson launching himself into the crowd with a springboard plancha. As that New York audience became increasingly raucous, Brian grabbed the timekeeper's bell hammer and plunged it deep into the eye socket of Morishima, rabidly trying to blind his rival. The violence grew, dragon bleeding from his forehead as he tried to stay in the fight. Morishima, having regrouped, desperately tried to put his foe away. Back and forth they went until, finally, Danielson snapped.
Danielson's lost it! He just threw down Paul Turner and is repeatedly stomping away at Morishima. Repeated low blows! Danielson's rage has overcome him. He is destroying Takeshi Morishima
and everyone in his path.
The locker room coming out to stop Danielson. Morishima's down.
The winner of the match as a result of a disqualification, Takeshi Morishima.
Following the chaos of the finish, Nigel McGuinness confronted Danielson, pointing to the logo on the canvas, proclaiming that Brian had disrespected everything that the company had stood for. As Nigel turned to see Morishima being ushered away, Danielson took an opportunity to attack McGuinness. Standing above his longtime rival, Danielson would shout, "You hear that? You hear that? Best in the world." War never changes, men do. Through the roads they walk. On the 29th of December, 2007, at Rising Above, Morishima and Danielson's path of destruction would continue.
There's the music of the former Ring of Honor World Champion, Takeshi Morishima. Normally, Morishima's all about gaining the win, but he sent word he is here tonight for another reason. He has one goal, and that is to injure Brian Danielson.
Introducing first, from Tokyo, Japan, weighing 149 kilos, Takeshi Morishima!
There was an incident back at Glory by Honor Weekend where Danielson repeatedly stopped Morishima in the groin to try and put the big man out. Danielson was going for revenge from what we saw at the Man Up pay-per-view when Morishima attacked his injured eye, even though he had promised not to. Both men are entering this match with malicious intent.
It's just raining blood in New York, quips Lenny Leonard, as Danielson dons the crimson mask like he did at Glory by Honor. But unlike match three, It was all Morishima in this fight. Furious at Dragon for his less than honourable assault, the monster would punish Danielson from pillar to post. A lariat decapitates Brian before Morishima drops him with a backdrop driver. But fueled by hatred, Danielson tried to clamber to his feet, only to be met with another thunderous lariat. A cover followed, but a defiant Danielson kicks out.
The blood continues to pour out of his head. Morishima, oh, blatant low blow, and draws a warning from Paul Turner. That would normally be a disqualification.
Relaxed rules here. Turner's going to let him get away with it. But Steve just stopped him in the groin.
Morishima's doing the exact same thing Danielson did to Morishima, and he just threw the referee down. You cannot manhandle an official like that here in Ring of Honor.
That's going to be a disqualification. We've got other referees and officials from the back trying to break this up.
Trying to pull Morishima off of Danielson, and he's just shoving them aside. He's got referee Bryce Remsburg. Backdrop driver on another official here. You cannot put your hands on a referee like that. That is unprecedented here in Ring of Honor.
No one has ever manhandled an official like that before. But Danielson somehow is back to his feet. He's got the timekeeper's hammer.
He's got the ring bell hammer looking to do damage on Morishima. The match is over, but Danielson is focused on revenge.
We have to wait almost a full calendar year until we would have match 5 between these two. During that time period, Morishima would make sporadic appearances for Ring of Honor, but would also return to Noah and beat the legendary Misawa for the GHC heavyweight title. As for Danielson, he'd continue to be a regular for Ring of Honor, locking horns with several people on the roster, and of course, having his moments with Nigel McGuinness as well as the likes of Austin Aries and Claudio Castagnoli. But it always felt, within this time period, that we were going to reach the final point, that we were going to reach the final battle. And on the 27th of December, 2008, we had a fight without honour.
Danielson's on the apron. Springboard knee strike sends Morishima out to the floor.
Streamers are flying here in Manhattan. Baseball slide dropkick sends Takeshi Morishima over the barricade and into the crowd. Danielson is not wasting time.
Springboard dive out to the floor, and Takeshi Morishima is in a heap.
After the hot start, Danielson would once again grab the bell hammer and tear away at the eye socket of Morishima. The disheveled hair of Danielson, so far removed from the buzzcut and clean-shaven man who started this rivalry, almost adds to this wild style that the American Dragon brings into this fight. No technical escapes or finesse, just unpredictable attacks with bad intent. Morishima, though, fights fire with fire, and once again busts open the American Dragon.
No, Danielson has been busted open at the hands of Morishima. Trying to pull himself up on the floor, but no doubt has lost his balance.
Brian doesn't look like he knows where he is right now, as the blood is starting to flow from the laceration on his forehead above his left eye.
And I talked about how the agenda for Danielson tonight is to finally get that decisive victory against Morishima, whereas Morishima's agenda tonight is to prove that he is the most dominant of these two wrestlers.
The former world champ starts to punish Brian. Does the monster simply have Danielson's number? After all, Dragon has never got a decisive victory in 4 previous matches. The lack of rules seemed to favour Danielson going into this match, but it's Morishima who is using it to his advantage. The man from Noah starts to throttle Danielson with a steel chain. The visuals starting to become one of the old Texas Deathmatch wrestling days, somewhat apt given Morishima's training with All Japan Wrestling. The King's Road style obviously being heavily influenced by the old Texas Masters. Fighting through blood loss, Danielson starts to trade with the monster. several blows are cancelled out by one huge hit. Grounded and fading, Danielson fights for air as Morishima throttles him with the chain again. Still, Dragon stays in the fight. Danielson ties Morishima in the chain and a triangle choke as the monster's arm falls twice. Somehow, Morishima fights on and powers Danielson off him with a powerbomb. A backdrop driver, Brian's foot lifelessly flops on the bottom rope to keep him in it. The chain enters the battle once again as Brian ties the arms of Morishima. The man from Tokyo fights off Dragon until he's on the receiving end of repeated shots to the groin, a callback to match 3 and 4, and repeated elbows to the head. Barely conscious, the monster sways.
Repeated elbows by Brian Danielson! Morishima's also not defending himself! Calculation! Will he tap? His arm looks to be limp once again. That's it. Danielson has finally done it.
Here is your winner, American Dragon, Brian Danielson.
It took him 16 months and a supreme physical price to exact his revenge on Takeshi Morishima. But Brian Danielson here in New York City, in front of the largest crowd in Ring of Honor history, has exacted his revenge on Morishima.
Takeshi Morishima would return to Noah and fulfill what was a fairly successful career. He'd go on to win the Global League in 2011, beating Kenta in the finals. He'd capture his second GHC heavyweight title and defended it against the likes of Akiyama, Marufuji, and Kojima before eventually losing to Kenta in January 2013. A third and final reign would happen in January 2014 as he won the title back from Kenta, only to lose it in his first defense against Yuji Nagata. As for Danielson, he continued to bring attention to the new stars of Ring of Honor, the likes of Tyler Black, the American Wolves, and Austin Aries. Danielson would never capture the Ring of Honor world title again, his last shot coming in September 2009 against Aries. Then, on the 26th of September 2009, the countdown would reach its end as Danielson said goodbye to Ring of Honor. His final opponent, well, that would be the third man in this story and arguably Brian's greatest rival, Nigel McGuinness.
You know what? That might be the last time I ever get to punch somebody in the ear. Punch John Cena in the ear? I swear to God, I'll walk right up to that son of a bitch and... But, really? Not if I can't see him, he won't. Shouldn't I be a comedian or something? But seriously, there's really only one thing left. I really don't have much else to say. And so I'd like for the music man... to cue up my favorite song, One Last... Thank you, New York City. This is my favorite place to wrestle. You guys are awesome.
And there we have it. That is the end of part three and the end of Brian versus Goliath. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this. I really appreciate it. Stay tuned, stick around, because hopefully we're going to be doing more of this in the future. In the meantime, take care of yourself, and I'll see you next week on Tuesday Night Jaw.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.